We discussed yesterday the nekuda that when it comes to avera ben adam lechavero, a person is supposed to first request forgiveness and try to rectify whatever he did regarding whatever wrong he did regarding his friend, and then request from him forgiveness, and then he could approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. So he says, let's imagine that you do request and he doesn't accept, he's not willing to let go. Certain times the harm and the hurt is too much for a person to just come to forgive right away. So therefore he says, Lo ratza chavero limcholo mevilo shura shel shulosha bene adam. So according to the Rambam, so you're supposed to bring a group of three people and they try to request on your behalf that he should forgive you. And let's say he says, no way, I'm not willing. He hurt me too much. So then you bring a second group, and then the third group. So therefore, after the third group, Loratza, he's not still willing to compromise, not willing to forgive. Manicho beolichlo. Then you did your job, as long as you did rectify, and you did return. As I mentioned, let's imagine somebody being that he became a business partner, whatever it is, and he stole from the guy. Or he wanted to invest, and he took the money and pocketed it. So then he doesn't have money to pay back. He said, you know what? Being that the Yom Kippur is around the corner, you just be mocking me. Okay? Kapara. Such a nonsense doesn't exist in Judaism. So you know that there was somebody mentioned, Major Nekuda, originally in 1979, after the revolution, he came from Iran, and somehow a Muslim confiscated his house and was living in his house. So a couple of years ago, after maybe around 30 years not being in Iran and the guy living in his house, all of a sudden somebody calls him from Iran. He picks up the phone. He said, yeah, I'm so-and-so. You have left your house since 30 years ago. I've been living in it. So I said, yeah, so what do you want? He said, you know what, the month of Ramadan is around the corner, and I'm going to be fasting every day, the whole day. As you know, the Muslims, this is our custom. This is our religion. So I said, okay, so what do you want from me? So being that I live in your house, and I am living there without your permission, I just want you to be mochel me. Do me a favor, be mochel. So, in other words, you know, my month of Ramadan is, you know, when I fast, I don't want to have a guilty conscience. Such nonsense, you know, it could only exist amongst the Muslims. Doesn't exist in Judaism. Such a nonsense. What? You're living in the guy's house, he should be mochel you, and you shouldn't pay, and your month of Ramadan, bar min only have been kodesh omen tumal etara. So it comes out that this is a nonsense also. If a person says, I ask you for forgiveness, but I'm willing to rectify, I'm willing to pay. If you don't pay and just ask for forgiveness, it's nonsense. So therefore, if, however, you do pay, and the guy once, twice, three times, according to the Rambam, you sent three times groups of three, and he still doesn't forgive, you let him go. You did what you did what halacha requires. However, im hayar abbo, if it was the rabbi that you hurt, afilu elef pa'amim, he could do such a tactic that he wants to teach you a lesson and discipline you, and therefore he is allowed not to forgive you up to 1,000 times, which means unlimited, in order to be able to teach you a lesson. Don't do such behavior. Don't do such a thing. Other person, you cannot. So let's say, when it comes to business, and two businessmen, one of them wants to teach a lesson, discipline the other guy is nonsense. Doesn't work. After the third time, you have to know he did what he had to do. If he paid the damages and you ask him for forgiveness, if you don't forgive, it's your problem, not his. So writes the Rambam as follows. He says, Asul Adam liyod achzari, velo yitpayes. A person is not supposed to be cruel and not to get appeased. But what you have to do, yenoach lirtzot vekashelich os. A person is supposed to be appeasing, be willing to forgive. A Jew in nature is Rahmanim. So that Rahmanun is part of our nature. So therefore a person has to be willing to be forgiving. Mochel belev shalem. And absolutely from the bottom of your heart, benefesh chafetza, you have to be with a desire, with forgiving heart. You have to be, mamash, forgive the guy. Va'afilu. Even if he hurt you tremendously, ve'chatalo harbe, lo yikom ve'lo yitor. Don't bear a grudge and don't take revenge. And this is darkam shel zera Yisrael. This is the way of a behavior of a zera Yisrael. If you are descendant of the Jewish nation, aval goyim ur lelev. The goyim are ur lelev, urlat halev, which means they have an uncircumcised heart, which means they have not this. They don't have this forgiving nature. Ella evrato shamra netzach. They take revenge and they fight, even if it's from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 100 years ago. Even if it was from the times of their great-grandfather. They don't even know for what reason they have a hatred for another family. But it says, Evrato Shamra Netzach, the anger and the rage remains by them forever and ever. They are not willing to forgive. So this is what is written regarding them. Lefi Shelo Machlu, because of the fact that Givonim did not forgive, Velun Paisu, they were not willing to be appeased, says the Pasuk, HaGivonim lo mibene Israel hema. They are not part of the Jewish nation. So this is the nature of a Jew. To be willing to forgive is a part of the nature of a Jew. So this is the time that the person is supposed to try, all of us, we should supposed to try to take a look, to see what exactly needs fixing, and try to rectify it. Our first approach would be towards Bein Adam Lechaveru, and afterwards, we could come and approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask afterwards for complete forgiveness.